Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're Daryl Strawberry.
Yes.
You play right field.
Yes.
I play right field too.
So?
Well, are you better than me?
Well, I never met you, but yes.
Like in football.
What?
On the defensive side of the ball.
Oh, my God.
This is the segment where we ask Kevin if he thinks he's better than everybody born today. But I don't want the fans and people out there right now to think, oh, it's just about Kevin. It can be about you, too. Man. So if you think you're better.
Maybe about Sharif, too. That was shocking.
You think you're better than some of the people on this list. Or if you think, you know what, I want to live vicariously through Kevin Hagelin. You can do that right now. 877-881-1053. Kevin, we start things off with the martial arts master, Bruce Lee. Died in 1973.
Yeah, I mean, you should go out of your way to watch Bruce Lee and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar mix it up. You should also go out of your way to see Dragon, the Bruce Lee story. It's a movie. It's pretty good, man. It's pretty good. But obviously, Bruce Lee is 8 bajillion times better than me, for sure. Man, I wish I could have seen him fight in, like, real life. Trying to think who I would have had him fight. Probably Urban Meyer.
Jet Li.
Oh, I guess that makes more sense.
Oh, because you want him to take out Urban Meyer?
I forgot our boss is listening. I'm just kidding, Tim.
Turning 61 today. Bill Nye, the science guy. My son keeps running around going, Bill. Because they're watching his old show, dude. They're watching it on Netflix right now.
No, he's the best. It's been really interesting to see him like get involved in, I guess, sort of politics, not really, but get involved in like all these global warming debates. And he's like, I will debate anyone who doesn't believe in global warming. And I'd like, I'd watch that.
And he is a master at that.
Okay, I see what you're doing. Do you think he gets like experiments going during these debates to throw off his opponent? Like his opponent's got note cards and he's like, well, I got these test tubes and beakers.
Let me show you how electricity can jump from one thing to another.
Yeah, like at that point, you pretty much have to concede the debate, don't you? You're like, I didn't bring any props. I lose. I made a girl when I was in high school, I made a girl cry in a debate and I still lost. Man. You know what?
Why did you make her
okay,
cry?
I'll tell you this.
Sounds like you broke her down pretty good in the debate.
I did. I'm a tease ahead. 841, admit it. I will tell you the ins and outs of how I crushed this person's soul and why I lost the debate.
Jeez, dude.
I sounded too proud about that.
Yes.
You were like real proud.
We'll deal with
that
later. 841, okay? I'm sorry to that person.
Are you a debate bully? Is that what it is?
There's no question.
Master debater.
You should know that about me already.
Yeah.
Why do you like Lincoln and Douglas? Tell me now.
Those are the best. Those set the standard.
And by the way, speaking of Bill Nye, you know that common question, who do you want to go drink with? And you name your favorite athletes. And start. I want to go drink with Bill Nye, Neil deGrasse Tyson, and Beekman from Beekman's World. I just have them blow my mind as we're taking shots of Jaeger.
That's a little different than what Sean said in the intro. So what's blowing my mind right here is that people are saying that Bill Nye is not a science person for real. And for the 940, the lead singer of The Offspring is more accredited when it comes to science.
Hey,
is that true?
Great concert. I saw them and Eamon Carter.
What does that have to do with anything, Troy?
I'm just saying.
What does that have?
Maybe we'll have them at the next fan house party. And Bill Nye, man. If The Offspring played alongside Bill Nye, I'd listen. I'm not saying it'd be good, but I'll listen. Multiple people are telling us he has a degree in mechanical engineering.
Yes.
I don't know.
Mechanical engineering from Cornell. Okay. And he took classes with Carl Sagan, who's like the master of black holes in this.
And father of Tyler. Turning 40 today, Jaleel White.
Urkel!
Man, you remember when television shows would have like two-minute intros with great songs? Now it's just Big Bang.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. As days go by.
So I heard that Urkel was just going to be like a couple-off character, but then he was so popular. And then he got so popular, they created like the cool Urkel, Stefan Urkel. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but like Laura picks regular Urkel, not Stefan at the end, right?
I think so, man.
At the end, yes, because Stefan's too cool. He's too into himself. And the girl realized, you know what? Hot dudes are sweet and all, but when they're jerks,
she wanted
it's
the
not
guy
the
that was
same.
All about her. Right.
Which has never proven true in the history of mankind. Hot Whoa. Dudes can still be jerks.
And by the way, Jaleel White's still on TV. It's a pretty good show on CBS. Me, Myself, and I.
No.
Bobby Moynihan.
Sorry, I don't have to shill for it anymore. I'm pretty sure that show actually already got canceled.
Oh,
Bobby,
no!
Oh, man. Bobby
Moynihan
was
I know they pulled
work.
It off the schedule. I hate to tell you that, Troy.
Dang it!
Bring Chosen back.
I don't know what that is.
Turn in
Jericho.
It was an animated gay rapper okay. that Bill Moynihan played.
Dead,
or Bobby Moynihan played.
Dead in 2013. James Avery.
Hold on, but this is not the jewelry
necklace?
Guy. This
right,
is the guy from Fresh Prince and the Teenage Mutant Ninja
Uncle
Turtles.
Phil, dude. Yeah, Uncle Phil.
Man. Well,
you know how many lessons I learned from Uncle Phil?
Well, I got bad news for you.
He
Uncle
was a
Phil
judge.
Wasn't real.
What?
Because the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air died during this basketball fight in Philadelphia. Ah, yes! If you're not familiar with this urban legend.
It's great.
The whole point of this intro is about the guy, like, crossing the whatever. I was going to say River Styx, but that's in hell. Who's like, it's
well, let him tell the story. He's about to tell the story.
Okay, listen, right here.
Stab me in the side of my abdomen.
But what really happened was he got murdered on the basketball court, and the taxi driver is taking him Jeez. To heaven. And so the entirety of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, so the legend goes, is that it was his idealized life. And that's why he got to live in the fancy mansion and all that stuff, because he was in heaven because he died.
Yeah, but if he was in heaven, then how come he still had to go through all the crap he had to go through at Uncle Phil's house?
Dude, do you know how much of a struggle heaven is? I don't know.
Yeah.
It could be.
But heaven doesn't throw Jeff out every day.
You probably got to go through some challenges.
I don't think so.
All right.
I think if you've made it there, you've survived all the challenges. Well,
that's fair. Well,
but
I'll
you
revise.
You passed all the challenges.
You had to fictionalize it to make it more entertaining.
Okay.
You're probably right about heaven. Like, I can't imagine
like, how bad
your
does
car
it
breaks
suck?
Down or anything.
How bad does it suck that Jeffrey went to heaven and all he could be was a butler? Like, that's bullcrap.
No.
That's horrible.
No. This was just Will Smith's heaven. It wasn't everybody else there's heaven. It was
so
just
even
Will
Smith,
heaven.
In his heaven, he dreamed that a... another African-American man would be servicing him.
Dude, I don't know
Turning
what everyone's...
Turning 52 today.
That's tough, man. That's tough.
Robin Givens.
Oh, man. You
remember her on Head of the Class?
I do remember Head of the Class. But she's, like, best known as Tyson's ex-wife, right?
Yeah. Boomerang. Come on now.
She didn't have the bad jokes, though, did she? She was the sexy one, right?
Oh, my gosh, when she was in that lingerie. Wait, the white...
What's she been up to the
her.
Last, like, 15
Still being
years?
Fine.
Is she?
Yeah, she still is, man.
All right. Okay, Robin Givens, you can be better than me.
And then last but
not
least.
What does this mean from the 817? If heaven has Carlton, count me out. That's what about the dance? That'd be in my heaven.
Last but not least, Curtis Armstrong turns 63 today.
Booger?
Booger from Revenge of the Nerds.
Man, not only that, he's in American Dad now, I know, so he's kind of staying relevant and doing stuff.
He's in New Girl.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's the principal.
This is the last year for New Girl, too, Troy.
Oh, sorry. My God!
I'm sorry if I'm breaking news.
Taking away all my show!
Everything's dying around
and
me.
It's only going to be like 6 episodes. I'm sorry, Troy, I'm sorry.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.